factor.
Well, since we're in such a historic area, the location this year, we thought that it would be really interesting to take a look back to see where, you know, the origins of some of our germplasm. And so while there have been many, many plant collectors over the years, it was really hard to narrow it down to just five people. But we think we have an interesting cast of characters here today. We're going to start with maybe someone you may not be familiar with. I certainly wasn't. John Bartram, and he lived here in the United States and explored America. Then moving on to our next interesting figure was Niels Hansen, and he spent much of his time in South Dakota, correct, Marvin? And he has some really interesting and colorful tales with interactions with other USDA collectors. And then probably moving on then to Swingle and Fairchild, they're probably the most well-known of the ones that we're going to discuss today, and certainly they've made outstanding contributions. And then finally, we're going to wrap up with Frank Meyer. And he was an immigrant, became a United States citizen, but really spent very, very little time in this country before he passed away. So with that, you know, these fellows gave their lives to collecting plant material, and they, along with other collectors, certainly have provided the foundational plant material that fruit growers and we all use today. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Rich Marini.